How do you hear me, brothers? طيب جيد. نعم حياكم الله. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا مصطفى. حياكم الله معنا. With a new session of شرح الآية الرومية. نعم we have already spoken about the visions of the كلام, the meaning of the كلام, the conditions of كلام, the and we said that inshallah ta'ala today we're going to talk about al-i'rab originally means al-ifsah or the clarification. So the person clarifies what he wants to speak about, and in the field of nahu it is called or it means the change that occurs at the end of the word. يعني affected by the factors that occurs or be seen or precede the word. I'm trying to remember. I think we have done the i'rab, but I'm trying to remember. Remind me if we have done the i'rab already. طيب اوكي طيب نعم. So that is the i'rab in the field of nahw, of the grammar يعني grammar wise it means that the effect happens to the word or at the end of the word according to the factor precedes the word. The factors are different. We have factors for rafa. We have factors for rafa, and rafa means that the end of the letter would have Dhamma. The factors for Rav for the ism, for the noun, for the ism is Al Ibtida. والمبتدا. So we have the first factor for رفع is الابتداء. Example: محمد مجتهد. محمد مجتهد. So this is مبتدا and خبر. محمد مبتدا and مجتهد خبر. And we notice now that محمد is مرفوع and مجتهد is مرفوع too. So what causes محمد to be مرفوع? what causes Muhammad to be is ibtida, is the ibtida. Because an ibtida means beginning, so it is at the beginning of the world. That is the reason why it what? Is at the beginning of the world. And mujtahidun is a khabar. So why it is marfu? It is marfu by the mubtada, which is Muhammad. So Muhammadun mujtahidun. Muhammadun mujtahidun. So you can say the amil for Muhammad is al-ibtida, and it is mubtada. طيب, the amil for mujtahidun, the amil means the factor, the amil for mujtahidun is the amil for raf is al-mubtada. And it is khabar. It is called khabar. Mujtahid here, this position called khabar. So what is the reason for khabar to be marfu'? What is the factor? What is the amil? It is the mubtada. That is one. Or let's call it two, because we have al-ibtida and mubtada. So we have two. The third amil is الفعل. Third factor is the فعل, the phrase, the verb. And the فعل وال الفعل وال be factor for رفع for two things. الفاعل and نائب الفاعل. الفاعل and نائب الفاعل. Let's look to الفعل and فاعل. الفعل and فاعل. طيب, الفعل and فاعل, let's take جملة. We say أكل محمد الطعام. Now I want you to notice محمد, the word محمد. Remember in the previous sentence محمد مجتهد, and here أكل محمد الطعام. So that is محمد, this is محمد. Is the factor the same? Can we say that the factor is the same? There, Muhammadun Mujtahidun. Here, Akala Muhammadun Al-Ta'am. Of course, the factor is different. There, the factor was Al-Ibtida', because it began, the sentence began with it. Sentence begins with this noun, so this noun is Marfu'. But here, the sentence does not begin with Muhammad. It is here because it is fa'il. So what is the factor? The factor is the fa'il, akala. Because of akala, which preceded Muhammad, then we call this fa'il. We call this fa'il. Right? So whenever you see the noun, and the sentence begins with the noun, you know that this is mubtada. And it is marfu' because of the ibtida, because the sentence began with it, right? But when the noun is fa'il, with the fa'il, then it is, and it is marfu', then it is fa'il. It can be one case, it can be fa'il. But how can I recognize if it is fa'il or na'ib fa'il? Let's finish the na'ib fa'il and then we'll speak about the نائب الفاعل, about the how to realize that this is فاعل or نائب فاعل. Let's see the فعل with نائب الفاعل. Let's see the فعل with نائب الفاعل. We say there, we said أكل محمد. Oh, نائب الفاعل originally, نائب الفاعل is the مفعول به, the object in the sentence. أكل محمد الطعام. أكل فعل ماضي, محمد فاعل, الطعام مفعول به. مفعول به, this always منصوب. الطعام, it cannot be الطعام if the فاعل is available. If the three articles of the sentence are there, أكل محمد الطعام, then الطعام will only be منصوب, will only be منصوب. طيب, now we want to remove فاعل. We don't want the فاعل because it is not important to know who أكل الطعام, at least to us, right? Or the important to us is to know what has been eaten. What has been eaten. طيب, let's now remove the فاعل. Let's remove the فاعل. We say now the verb will have to change a little bit. There we said أكل, the همزة فتحة, the كاف فتحة, the لام فتحة. But here it would be أكل. This change you will know later on, inshallah. This change you will know the reason of it later on, not now. The important now is to concentrate on the فاعل. طيب, أكل what? We don't want the فاعل now. The فاعل is gone. So it would be أكل الطعام. Why not الطعام? Because الطعام in the first sentence, in the previous sentence, was مفعول به, and مفعول به is always منصوب. So we see the فتحة at the end, الطعام. But here, it is not مفعول به anymore. It is نائب فاعل. It came in the position of the فاعل. Because the noun that comes after the فعل directly is the فاعل. And the طعام is not the فاعل, so it must be نائب فاعل. Right? نائب فاعل. And this sentence is called in Arabic مبني المجهول, and in English they call it passive voice sentence. Passive voice. طيب, so now we understand that the فعل is the third factor for رفع. Third factor for رفع. Is there any other factors for رفع? Yes, there are. Like اسم كان. اسم كان. كان can be of two types. كان is فعل ماضي, but not with every time we use كان we can say that the noun after كان is فاعل for كان. No. We have some. We have two different كان. We have two different كان. We have كان الناقصة and كان التامة. We have كان الناقصة and كان التامة. And each one has its own conditions or specifications that can be recognized with. نعم. كانت تامة it does not need يعني two nouns after it, it needs only one noun after it. And it means then وجد or found. وجد or found. Like كان sorry كان الناقصة I'm speaking about كان الناقصة I'm speaking about كان التامة about كان التامة the example of it is for example كان محمد نعم لا كان وأخواتها كان وأخواتها لايك كان الله سميعا بصيرا كان الله سميعا بصيرا فكان الله سميعا بصيرا here كان is ناقصة ناقصة ناسخة what do we mean by ناقصة it means that it needs for two nouns it needs for two nouns and it abrogates the ruling of Arab that was available before it comes example Muhammadun Mujtahidun you remember this sentence Muhammadun Mujtahidun Muhammadun Mujtahidun so Muhammadun Mujtahidun مبتدأ أن خبر مبتدأ أن خبر كان proceeds to this sentence to make محمد still مرفوع but it is not مبتدأ anymore it is the اسم of كان so it is كان محمد but مجتهد here will have a change and become mujtahidan, not mujtahidun. Why? Because of the effect of kana. We are not now worried about this, which is the khabar of kana, which is here mujtahidan. But we are worried about here about Muhammadun, because Muhammad is the ism of kana, which we said that it is one of the marfu'at. That is one of the marfu'at. Same as the example I gave, كان الله سميعا بصيرا. الله سميع بصير. So كان came and abrogated the ruling of إعراب in here to make the first, which is the مبتدا, used to be مبتدا, which is here Allah, لفظ الجلالة, to be still مرفوع, but not because of the ابتداء, not it is فاعل, لا, it is now by the meaning of وجد. نعم. So here, as we said, that to know kana, if it is tamma or naqisa, remove kana and see what it gives you. What it gives you. So as we said that kana tamma will require only one noun after it, but kana naqisa will require two, which is the mubtada and khabar originally. Okay. So كان التامة, which would mean وجد or found. And this does not need to have مبتدا and خبر. But this needs فاعل. But this needs فاعل. And then as a conclusion of that, we can say that كانت تامة, which means found or happened. Found or happened. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. Now which kana is this? Tamma which we are not talking about in this subject, or naqisa, which we are, yani, we are talking about both of them, but one of them is already past, which is the fi'l mad, which is the fi'l as a factor number 3. The kanat tamma, that is fi'l that could be included under the factor number 3. As we said, that al-fi'l is the third factor that affects on the fa'il or naib al-fa'il. But kan, is different. So wa in kana du usratin, in this ayah, this kana is tamma. Why? Because it required only one noun after it, which is dhu usratin, and here it means found. If the person is found in financial difficulties, but and some others, as you said, when it comes to mubtada and khabar, when it comes to mubtada and khabar, like, as we said, Muhammadun Mujtahidun, or Allahu Shadid, Allahu Ghafurur Rahim. It's Allahu Ghafurur Rahim here. Allahu is Mubtada, Ghafur is Khabar, and Rahim is Sifa for the Khabar. If we use kana here, this would be kana an-nasikha. So Allah is ism kana marfu'. So the factor for rub' here is what? Kana an-naqisa. كان الناقصة. And that's why we have غفورا. كان الله غفورا رحيما. رحيما. Why it is changed? Because it is now خبر كان. There is a special lesson for كان and أخواتها. But generally, I'm talking generally, I want to emphasize or clarify or explain the factors for the I'rab to change. Why the I'rab is changing from, yani the last letter, the haraka of last letter is changing from raf' to nasb to khafd. Why? It is because of the factors. We said we have factors for raf', factors for nasb, factors for khafd, factors for jazm or sukun. So factors for raf', we have first one is mubtada, second is first one is ibtida, second one is mubtada, the third is fi'l, and the fourth is kan an-naqisa. And we said that it like the example of kan Allahu. Or let's use the same example. كان محمد مجتهدا. كان محمد مجتهدا. The fifth is إن الناسخة. This also precedes the جملة اسمية, the مبتدأ خبر. But the effect now on رفع be on the خبر, opposite of كان. Let's use the same example. We said first, كان محمد مجتهدا. مجتهدا. كان محمد مجتهدا. Remove كان and put إن, it would be إن محمدا مجتهدا, opposite of كان. كان محمد مجتهدا. Here إن محمدا مجتهد, opposite. So here, where is the effect on the second noun, which is the خبر, خبر إن. While the previous sentence كان محمد مجتهدا, the effect was on the first noun, which is محمد, as اسم كان. خبر اسم كان, خبر إن. And then we have التابع. Or let's say الصفة and الصفة, usually الصفة تتبع الموصوف. You say محمد محمد كريم. نعم, الصفة تتبع الموصوف. يسي يعني التوابع أربعة عندنا, التوابع التابع أربعة, أربعة أنواع: الصفة والبدل والتوكيد والعطف. والعطف and the صفة is also called a نعت. والصفة is also called a نعت. It has two different names, a صفة or نعت. تقول example, جاء محمد الكريم. جاء محمد الكريم. نعم, جاء محمد الكريم. So الكريم here is not. Why it is مرفوع? Because it is not or صفة for a مرفوع noun, which is محمد. So محمد is مرفوع, the صفة or what we call it the not must be also مرفوع. must be also poor. And also from the tawabi, التوكيد. التوكيد. التوكيد is also can be considered, although this التابع, anyway التابع, all the التابع is not considered from the يعني factors, but these are these are not considered to be from the factors for رفع, but these are called the توابع, following the noun precedes it in all the rulings, in the إعراب, رفع, نصب, خفض, جزم, in the if it is masculine or feminine, it follows it. If it is singular or plural or dual, it follows it. Okay? And we have the توكيد. توكيد is other thing. Right. And بدل. And then the عطف. All this inshallah we are going to talk about in the future once we get advanced. There are special chapters for it, but generally I wanted to say that there are factors for changing the إعراب at the end of the word. From these factors is the رفع, the factor which is for رفع, which is الابتداء, المبتدا, الفعل, اسم كان, خبر إن, and the توابع. Now that is for رفع. What about النصب? Also النصب, we have factors for النصب. From these is الفاعل. الفاعل is a factor for what? For the مفعول, مفعول به, the noun after the factor. Example, أكل محمد الطعام. Now here الطعام is مفعول به, that's why it is منصوب. We see the فتحة, الطعام, that is the first factor. The second factor is or let's say the نعم, there is a factor called المفاعيل. المفاعيل, مفاعيل begins with مفعول به, the one we just spoke about, أكل محمد الطعام, مفعول له, like of أكلت لأتقوى. أكلت لأتقوى. Now لأتقوى الإسلام is called له. So for it gives you the cause why you ate, so I become strong because I want to be strong. So this is, this shows you the reason why the فعل has occurred. Then we have مفعول معه. And all these we are going to come to it inshallah. Let's call it المفاعيل. The important one of المفاعيل right now for you is مفعول به, the first one, which is أكل محمد الطعام. That's what I wanted to take care about at this period of the course. So it is the عوام النصب, that it is the first factor is the فاعل, because the فاعل affects on the noun after it to make it منصوب as مفعول به. The second is خبر كان as we said كان الله وكان محمد مجتهدا. Here we want to talk about مجتهدا, the second part of the sentence. And then اسم إن, as we said إن محمدا مجتهد. Why محمدا came here محمدا, because it is preceded with إن. And then we have مفعول ظن, الأول والثاني, the first and second, because the word ظن will cause نصب for both the مبتدا and خبر. Let's use the same thing, محمد مجتهد, and use ظن with it. So you say ظننت محمدا مجتهدا, ظننت محمدا مجتهدا. So both now محمد المجتهد became منصوب of ظن, because of ظن. نعم. Now we go to the factors of جر. We have two factors, two main factors for جر. One is حروف, or let's say factors of خفض. Factors of خفض. خفض and جر the same thing, but it is always used as خفض. طيب, we have حروف الخفض. What causes the خفض? حروف الخفض. حروف الخفض is like من, إلى, عن, على, في, ورب, to the end of that. Example, you say أخذت الكتاب من محمد. Look to محمد, now became مجرور, محمد مخفوض. There is خفض. Why? Because of the factor which is من, which is من. قرأت الكتاب على محمد. Again, نعم. أرسلت الكتاب لمحمد. Again, the lamb and the like. We will come to that inshallah. Right. And the second factor is what we call it إضافة, مضاف and مضاف إليه. Example, قرأت كتاب الله. الله here is مضاف إليه, نعم, مجرور بالإضافة, because كتابة is مضاف والله لفظ الجلالة مضاف إليه, يعني the combination. بيت محمد, سيارة, and the like. So these are the factors for خفض. And then we have the last, which is the factors for جزم. Factors for جزم, we have the مضارع. مضارع that is preceded by جزم, by حرف of جزم, like لم يأكل محمد الطعام. So يأكل here فعل مضارع مجزوم, فعل مضارع مجزوم. يأكل, you see, سكون, يأكل. Also, you say to Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, La ta'kul al-ta'ama. So, ta'kul here is also majzum. The second is فعل الأمر. When you give command, when you give the command, you say كل يا محمد الطعام. So why كل here مجزوم? Because it is فعل أمر, because it is فعل أمر. Generally there are عوامل. I just forgot one thing I want to emphasize in the رفع the فعل المضارع. نعم المضارع is also مرفوع, and the factor for that is that it is not with نصب or جزم. You say يأكل محمد, يأكل محمد الطعام. So why يأكل? Because يأكل did not, wasn't preceded by ناصب or جزم. يعني it is مرفوع. إن شاء الله تعالى all this will be clarified in the coming دروس إن شاء الله. But generally what I want you to notice that in the إعراب we will see the word حركة of the word of the last letter of the word changes from time to time, as we said in ابتداء المبتدا محمد مجتهد, محمد مرفوع. It become فاعل, for example يجتهد محمد. So محمد مرفوع because it is فاعل. It become اسم كان, كان محمد مجتهدا. It becomes خبر كان. You say إن محمدا اسم كان إن محمدا, لا خبر كان بكون مرفوع. إن محمدا مجتهد. So مجتهد is مرفوع here and the like with the other factors. So we understand, يعني what I want you to notice is that in the إعراب the حركة of the last letter will change from time to time because of the factors that occurs, that comes before the noun or before the word. Okay, because of the change of the factors, right? And then we have something called al-bina. Al-bina is opposite of al-i'rab. We said al-i'rab keep changing because of the change of the factors. Al-bina does not change. The word, the haraka of the last letter does not change. Never changes. It remains the same. And this is with like the pronouns, the dhamair. ضمائر like هو هي أنا أنت like that. اسم الإشارة like هذا هذه هذان هاتان although هذان هاتين no هذان هاتان this the dollar change, but the singular and the plural never change. And اسم الموصول الذي التي الذين اللاتي اللائي لدولار اللذان اللتان تشينجز, هذا معرب بكلمه معرب. طيب ان يعني بعض ال and some of the other words like come, how much, this remains on sukun always, although it is mubtada, should be marfu, but it is ساكن because it is مبني, it does not change. من من and the like. I prefer to speak about this inshallah in tomorrow's class to give more details. والله أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Is there any question in regard to this subject? Is there any question? If there is, please raise your hand. نعم, أسماء بنت أحمد, go ahead. نعم يا أسماء بنت أحمد. By الرفع, you said that الفاعل belongs to الفعل, isn't it so that الفاعل is an اسم? Yes. Yes, it must be ism. Al-fa'il must be ism. But I said that it is either al-fa'il or na'ibul fa'il. When the fa'il is not there, na'ibul fa'il becomes marfu' because of the fa'il. The fa'il affects. The fa'il affects on the noun after it to make it marfu'. Whether it is the fa'il or if the fa'il is not there, the na'ibul fa'il, which was the object, comes in the place of the subject and becomes like, as I said, you say in English in the passive voice, Muhammad ate the food, that is an active voice sentence. In the passive voice you say the food was eaten or is eaten. So now the food is the subject became now. And in the Arabic it's almost the same with a small change. So أكل الطعام, الطعام هو نائب فاعل. نعم. طيب, is there any need for us to conclude this tomorrow? Is there any need for us to conclude this tomorrow? نعم يا اخوان. Sorry, you can't type one. If you want to repeat this tomorrow or conclude it, type one please. Let's see how many wants to do it. Om Ridwan, Om Aisha, Ibn Ismail, Maraj, Maraja. طيب, so we have mashallah good number to repeat or re-explain this tomorrow. Type 2. Okay, if you don't agree, طيب. Ibn Ismail doesn't want. Ma'tasim doesn't want. But we have a bit good number who wants to repeat, and in order to be a middle, we're going to give only conclusion tomorrow to this chapter inshallah ta'ala, and instead of repeating it, but we're going to conclude it. Wallahu sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Yes, conclude to in, but to, yani with summary, we summarize it to conclude it inshallah. La, there is no homework for tomorrow because we want to do both of them, Arab and Dinat, at the same time inshallah. So tomorrow we summarize the Arab and explain the Bina, and then we give inshallah the homework.